We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Happy Friday. Oh, it's Friday, baby.
Oh. Happy Friday.
Today.
Today's Friday.
Right now.
Yeah, today is the last day of the work week.
If
you follow a Monday through Friday work schedule, which...
Good amount.
Always irritated me when radio people be like, hey, it's the weekend. Well, not for everybody. There are people that work the weekend.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah, and there's weird people work different hours. It ain't 1960 anymore there, guys.
Some people have all day.
Yeah, people might work till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, maybe they're working second shift, third shift.
All three shifts,
yeah.
Like many of your mom.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that it's like, I don't know why we do that to, like, the members of our working society that really need to have their wits about them. Police officers, doctors, airline pilots, where we're like, you're going to work 3 days for 12 hours, no sleep.
Yeah.
But then you get 4 days off, and I'm like, I don't know, I'd rather them get some good rest.
How about we kind of just, you know, give them normal schedules? Wouldn't that be nice?
Stoey's like, yo, I'm a nurse, I work 6 days in a row. And with then, no sleep, but then I get a month off.
And then the seventh day, I work as well.
Yeah, and then...
And then the eighth and the ninth. So now
you take it.
Nope.
I just feel like those people should have... They should get well rested.
Right.
Nope. No. I work six on, four off, then three on, then two off, and then 24 on.
Oh, you sunk my battleship.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly right. What are the new plans for Great Northern Mall? What are we doing
up
there?
It's another one of those things that looks absolutely outrageous.
What are they? Is it like...
Like, sweet, you found someone to do some fun illustrations.
Oh, like the original version of Destiny USA where it was like the Great Emerald City?
They're like, no, I wish they would show another picture because they've got all these... It's cool. Yeah, look at down to the bottom.
Oh my
god!
If that's
we're gonna have little vendors with little canopies.
I hope so.
Give
me Ryan McMahon in studio right now.
That whole thing, like,
it better happen.
Suck it.
Don't promise me. We've done this before.
Oh, it's absolutely gonna be a train wreck.
We've done this before.
Look at it.
Yeah, but it's got the Micron money over there. Oh my god.
Look at it. Screw
it. It looks like downtown Nashville.
Don't show me this BS until it's at least getting going.
Because
that's how you get people, all riled up. Look, come on.
Well, then they snap back because they'll be mad when that doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
You set expectations so high.
Yeah, you're promising, weekly art fairs in the middle of the grounds on the apartment? Like, the pictures are just very weird.
We can all go back in time and look at those original renderings of Destiny USA that literally looked like the Wizard of Oz, for God's sakes.
Or any of that stuff. I mean, for God's sake, they sold our higher-ups in this city.
What?
An aquarium that they drew where it's based around it being on the ocean.
Yeah, the renderings look like it's on the ocean, and we aren't on the ocean. No.
We're in a tiny bog harbor where bodies wash up. There ain't no beautiful ocean scenery anywhere around the Inner Harbor.
I want to be optimistic, but we've had our hearts broken, everybody. Yep. I'm just saying, don't set us up for bummers.
Yeah.
Don't show me renderings that make Clay, New York, where I grew up, look like it's downtown Nashville or Asheville, North Carolina.
And with those pictures, how much space do you think is available on Great Northern Mall area?
It's a big plot of land, but I don't know what they're doing all
that. Not enough for three or four sky rises. And, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things where it's like, I get what they have to do to sell it.
Yeah.
Because then people in charge see that and go,
they invest in all that. Yeah.
that's what you're going to do? Yeah.
I would just like that to happen.
Yeah, you that's know what I'm going to do.
Guys, you got a fun Friday ahead of you. No guests today. No Beer Friday guests. You just get these two idiots all morning.
Let's do a Beer Friday.
Then we get a Lunch Buds at noon. We'll tell you all about that. Our friends from Heirloom coming back to it. Oh, that's going to be a good one because, you know, we love our Heirloom products. What do you got in there?
Yeah, we do. I was seeing if there was anything for our Beer Friday, but I don't want to drink
the. You don't want the Polish one, yeah.
No.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings makes SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad studies.
Last night, it's white people taco night at my house, and I'm like, all right, I gotta make some taco meat.
Yes.
But it was frozen solid. I never took it out of the freezer.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, I'm wondering if Cody's boil method would work with a big chunk of frozen meat, and oh my God, did it ever.
Does it really? Because all right.
I was like, I'm either going to lose this meat.
Yeah.
Or it's going to work out. Yeah, I'm going to Taco Bell. So I take the big frozen chunk of meat. I put it in the water.
Yeah.
Put a top on it and just let it boil.
That's really good to know.
And I put the seasoning in early so it like seasoned itself for a long time, dude.
Yep.
Oh my God. Boiling taco meat's the way to go.
The last time I did it, I noticed that the longer you do it, like, I did it and let it simmer.
Yeah.
I just walked away and did other stuff for, like, 25 minutes,
exactly,
man.
What I did, because I started to make we had a little box of, it says, like, cheesy Mexican rice or something.
Cheesy Mexican rice, okay. I like
whoever
that.
Whoever makes
I
that, like that. It's, like, in the Mexican food aisle.
Bag or box?
Box.
Okay.
But it just said, like, I don't know how, all right. Rice science works.
That's wild, man.
But I'm like,
all
I put
that liquid,
the meat,
and then it's like,
yeah. But I put the meat in the water, and I start boiling it.
Mm.
And I just assumed, like, yeah, it's a box of cheesy rice. It'll be like a 5 minute thing. No, the back of it's like, let simmer for 25 minutes. I'm like, Jesus. So because of that, the meat had to simmer for 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I don't make what is it? Is it pastini or whatever pasta? Because you have to like cook it like 3 times and crap, and I'm like, what? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, like the kind of rice where
the
vermicelli first, you gotta like saute it in butter first to brown them up, and then, it's like, come on, I'm rice.
Next instruction, make instant mashed potatoes instead.
Next step, throw in the garbage, because I ain't doing all this.
Huck this crap out.
So I did that, so there's your spoiler, and I don't know if that's the safe way to do it, so don't.
No, everyone's saying, yeah, man.
But I just drop a whole big frozen brick of it right there in that pan.
That's excellent.
And I let it boil. And he was right, man.
When you're
and
right,
on
you're
the
right.
side of that, folks, I feel like we got to put some effort into this. Because I'm looking through America's fattest cities. I mean, New York, we didn't even make the top 100. We don't got a single city.
Really? That's disappointing.
Come on, Rome. Come on, Fulton.
Come on.
Come on, Scriba.
I was also looking at Rome, but I mean, look at all, you know, a little bit of Utica.
Come on, Utica. Listen to all of us, our whole listening area. None of us are fat enough to make this list.
We got all these jelly buns out here, and we're not even just going to be fat.
So as you will guess, all of the fattest cities in this country are down south. I've never been to Texas. I'd like to go to Texas. I've never been to Texas.
I don't.
You've been to Dallas.
I think I've paid attention to any. If it was like hell of a lot of fat people down here in Fort Worth.
Well, you kind of went to like city Texas. You went to like what? Dallas, right?
Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington.
Yes, I mean Arlington might be kind of smaller, but.
But it wasn't, I didn't, there wasn't anything where I just was walking along and got stopped in my track. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What are them?
These fat sons of bitches.
They generally looked at things like, obviously, fast food sales, obese adults, diabetes, heart disease, and lack of education on nutrition, as you know.
And everything we learned in school with TV that. They cook everything in butter.
They do a lot of butter down there.
All that whatnot. Yep, they have a lot of sweet tea. A
lot of sweet tea. And I think this ain't Texas. I think a lot of people.
Ain't gonna.
It's expensive to eat healthy. You know, I know people don't want to admit that, but it's expensive to eat healthy. So if you are in an impoverished area, fast food and cheap food is not necessarily healthy food.
No,
so
that's always one of the funny things where you're like, let me get 6 cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
That'll be $1.50.
Exactly.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Like, yep, okay.
Yeah, it's
can I just get a salad? That'll be $5.
Yeah, healthy food and being poor are very hard to go hand in hand. So America's fattest city is?
Hold on, let me try to guess.
I'll let you guess. Yeah.
I'll go, here's Texas. Start going over towards Florida.
You're right in the hot spot.
I want to say New Orleans.
We call that Gravy Road. You're right on Gravy Road.
Right, but it's right in there, but it's not.
All the words you're saying are dancing right around it.
Yeah, it's not New Orleans. Is it somewhere in like Arkansas?
All right. So you should have stayed in Texas
for
the first one.
So it is right there. So it is. Oh, Houston?
No.
No?
It's not a town you probably know.
Oh.
McAllen, Texas. But then that whole area you just described.
Why you start sliding the scale at the
Yodeler
game?
That's your top 5, dude. It's McAllen, Texas.
Yep.
Jackson, Mississippi.
There you go.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yep.
Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, how you doing?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing?
All right down there.
Yep. Yep, that's where my mind was going. I would have won that TV, I'll tell you right now, because I would have stopped that scale right there.
And I'm disappointed in us, New York.
I mean, it's a sad day.
I'm scrolling. The closest that we get, maybe number 20, is Youngstown, Ohio.
Wow. Ohio?
I've got a Myrtle Beach at 26.
Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got... Which, as somebody who's recently been to Myrtle Beach, it is pretty fat because there's a lot of fat retired people down there in golf carts. There are a lot of fat retired white dudes in golf carts, I noticed. Following no traffic laws.
Yeah.
Because they're retired. Hey, I do what I want in my golf cart, thank you.
I do what I want when I want, a.k.a. Syracuse Nationals.
Yeah, goddamn. So everybody that we see at Syracuse Nationals doing what they want when they want, they live in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
They come up here to do what they want when they want.
That's what I do down there.
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm going to be an obnoxious boomer there, and I'm going to be an obnoxious boomer here.
Yep.
I've been coming to this show for 35 years.
I was thinking that we should bring a My Buddy doll and set it right in front of the road in front of us. That way people have to slow down and not rip the golf cart.
It's going to be really...
Bring a couple of them.
It's going to be really hard. After being able to enjoy Nationals last year, it's going to be hard for me not to mess with all the miserable old guys this year.
We could do, because we didn't get to do the thing that we wanted to do last year.
What?
We can do it this year.
What?
Where we do mess with them, where we do the interviews. And so black tire, white wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, but also my favorite people to laugh at are entitled boomers, and that's what the Syracuse Nationals is.
And that's what we're going to go at.
It's like the capital of entitled boomers.
So, they're already going to be in there. We already got their money, so we can poke at them.
How can we poke at them?
Yeah, like that.
To a level where we don't lose our jobs, but also it brings us joy to laugh at dudes. Like, guys, you don't get to experience this. It was our first year. It's just the oldest, most entitled dudes who think, my car can go here, though. But it can't.
I'll put it where I want when I want.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Maybe the last few years you could.
We're in charge now, sons of bitches.
You are causing lovely Carrie so much stress by just doing whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, because
you can't do that.
All of them are like, don't worry about it. We got it. Like, no.
No, we have rules.
Nah,
we run things a certain way. Yeah, but I'm going to do this.
Well, here's the thing. No.
We saw a guy pull in with his car, park it right in front of us, and that was where it was now. Yep. And we have
a car that's got to go there.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to park here. Thanks.
That's where I usually park, though.
Okay, all right. I have for the last 10 years. Okay, but we're all right.
You're about to watch a very, very beautiful woman in high heels punch you in the face.
Yeah, you're going
to
get hit. So
good luck.
New York. I mean, I'm going through the 50s now when it comes to the fattest cities. Philadelphia?
Yeah.
We got a Scranton in there.
Yeah, Philadelphia, you fat bastards.
Nothing, man. I mean, I got New York City at 88.
New York City?
This salsa comes from New York City. Sometimes we do the show for us. But that's it.
New York City.
But that's it. That's the only city in the whole state that we get fatness recognized. Okay. So,
well, I mean, that's
bump up them numbers, guys.
I guess that's good.
Let's bump them up, okay?
We're all very hungry here.
We're all now. We got to eat.
We can't afford our chicken wings anymore. That's the problem.
We can't. We got to eat, guys. See y'all bright and early tomorrow morning on Genesee Street for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Utica. What we do is we drive through the Utica parade and then just get on the thruway and then go right through the Syracuse parade because theirs is at noon. So you start at 10.
Boom.
Double banger.
Boom.
Bright and early tomorrow morning. See you guys. Give a hotty ho to the K-Rock truck as we drive past. What? You laughing at me or the hotty ho? Give a hotty ho. Hey.
Hotty ho. Hotty ho.
Is that your mom in the back? Kind of hotty ho. 315-364-109-KROQ text line, powered by Ciotti Enterprises if you want to get in touch. I thought this was a work when I read this headline, but you're telling me it's all real. 18,000 Yamir Yager bobbleheads were stolen before the Penguins game yesterday.
What would someone do with 30 bag lunches?
Oh. You were making, all right, I got that, but I was also going to ask, what the F do you do with 18,000 Yagir Yammer bobbleheads?
I don't even, do we have any? We have like.
We have, he man, has
that
a.
That one's broken.
I think we have a Jim Boeheim one.
Only one's got there. That thing looks, is that a bobblehead? Whatever the hell that is? Is that Boba Fett?
Oh, this.
No, not, oh wait. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that is, yeah. We have a Boba Fett bobblehead.
Is that smoothies?
Smoothie or grass, but I don't know who that is, but. Yeah, there's a bobblehead.
There we go. Okay.
Ted and Amy got a bobblehead night last year. When do we get our bobbleheads?
Oh, really?
Do you want bobbleheads?
I want something.
I don't know if I want a bobblehead about me. I think because they never look like the person. They're always awful.
It depends where you get them from or and stuff like that. Who makes them?
I don't want a bobblehead.
Maybe a Funko Pop thing.
Oh, those would be cool.
Because I think with us, though, it would be very easy.
Why?
We have very like distinguishable features, I guess you could say. That, you know what I mean? Yours would just be bald head. Your beard, glasses. I would just need backwards hat, beard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think that? But then I saw the Ted and Amy bobbleheads, and they weren't even close.
Oh, really? Well, but I mean, again, they don't have, like, Ted was a more difficult version of you, I would say. Yours is easier. Your features, you have a more symmetrical head.
Yeah.
He has, like, where he's trying to keep the hair, kind of. Sometimes he's got a beard. Sometimes it's, I've seen him with a goatee.
I think he had a beard on his bobblehead.
You know what I mean? Sometimes does he have glasses? I don't remember.
I mean, oopy jokes, but that would be, just put a beard on a Charlie Brown bobblehead and you got me.
Right.
Put a beard and glasses on Charlie Brown and you got me.
So.
And you, just a beard and backwards hat would be a way to pull off your gimmick.
Yep. I'm like, oh, wait, I don't know if that's Cody. Oh, wait, look, you can give him earrings.
Yeah, beard, backward hat. Okay, yep.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So ours would look depending.
So
I'd rather have an action figure.
True. With opposable grips and bendable arms. Yep.
Yeah. Left hand goes like this.
Saw the headline. I was like, oh, is this going to be a thing where like Naughty comes out? Because you know how Naughty from the Utica Comets is Naughty. He's the devil.
Yeah.
Was he going to come out like, oh, whatever Pittsburgh Penguin mascot rival stole the Yamir Yager bobbleheads? No, it really happened.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if they're on eBay, maybe.
Oh, that would be ballsy to put them up already.
Do we know what they look like?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you right now. Yamir Yager bobblehead night, because they have one. They had the one that came out.
Oh, that's out.
What?
That one is already
no, out. So when they announced bobblehead night, they had this one. And they're like, what do you see? Something different? What do you see?
That one has already been released, right? You're saying? So there's a second one? Because that's it right there on eBay, right in front of us?
That's the bobblehead.
It's right there. It's a new listing. Yamir Yager, Pittsburgh Penguins Salute Retirement Bobblehead, NHL. $468.
That's the exact one. You just found the stolen bobbleheads.
58 watched in the last 24 hours. Is it presented by Ford?
Let me see. What do you got? Maybe Ford got an extra batch or something? But for $500?
Right there.
Bro.
Is that it? Did we do it?
I think you found the stolen. I mean, you found one of the stolen bobbleheads. That's the exact bobblehead that's missing.
Did we solve the internet?
We solved the internet.
I'll call the cops right now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Well, Unless that's Ymir Yager literally selling the one that they gave him.
He's like, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Please don't tell. Please don't tell.
Yeah, Cody Mack, private dick. Look at this guy. He dug it up. He did it. The Penguins planned to give everybody last night at the home game against the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, that's so sad.
A Ymir Yager bobblehead, unfortunately.
Man.
En route, 18,000 of them were stolen.
Because those are my favorite days, when you accidentally end up over at the... whatever that place is.
Yeah,
where
when
they play baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do it here, too. Like,
and then at the Dome, I've gotten a couple.
You go to a Comets game, it's how we got that towel.
Yep.
You go to a Crunch game, they'll have, like, the light up, like the
noisemakers. Oh, yeah, I want those, the banger
noise
things.
Noisemakers are so dope.
But I mean, like, the figures. Like, I mean, like those, because I've got the from the Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Stevie Yzerman one.
Oh, you did? We met him.
And then I gave it to somebody out in Utica. That wanted it, that doesn't work for us anymore, that was a huge fan but couldn't go.
Okay.
And it made her day that I gave her mine.
Oh, nice of you. How nice of you.
I'd like that back now that you no longer work for us. If you're watching, please give me that, please. I'm just kidding. And then...
Oh, is that Jen?
Yeah. And then the... How's the name of the Dome team? Syracuse. Oh, my God. Jesus.
What's the name of that team?
The biggest team in our life. I've got the Floyd Little one.
Yeah.
And another one that I can't remember now off the top of my head.
Oh, then you got fun bobbleheads.
Because I know that those, I was like, that Floyd Little one, I was like, I feel like that's going to be a thing. I need to get my hands on that.
Yeah, save that one.
Wow.
The team learned it was the victim of cargo theft after it failed to receive the shipment of Ymir Yager bobbleheads depicting the NHL legend with his famous salute celebration as scheduled before the game. It was determined that the theft likely occurred when the shipment arrived in California.
Yeah.
California. So is this just an incident where someone stole a shipping container and those happened to be in that shipping container?
It kind of sounds like it.
Like they weren't seeking out Ymir Yager bobbleheads. They were just like, I'm going to steal this whole container. There just happens to be 18,000 bobbleheads in it. And then you open that up hoping that it's TVs or PlayStations or anything. And you're like, Jesus.
These are his bobbleheads.
What is this? Who is Ymir Yager? Who is Yager?
It looks like that's a cool thing, though, is they issued vouchers.
Yes, they did. So,
and those are on eBay as well. If you want one of those.
Jen, I recognize people are just so broke. They need to make money any way they can.
Yeah.
So they just lucked out and got a rare voucher, and they're like, all right, I can flip this for probably a couple hundred. Like, what's it going for?
70 right now.
$70 for the voucher.
Yeah, just because then you can get one someday whenever they show up or make more. The hell knows what they're doing.
Ymir Yager tweeted out, did anybody see my bobbleheads? 18,000 of them. Actually, I got one missing, 17,999. Let me know. Thank you.
Oh.
So he's got one, but Yager's you got found his. One on there.
Maybe that's his. I don't want my own bobblehead.
Listen, money
anymore.
Is tight right now. I sell bobblehead.
Why do you think I play hockey till last year, for God's sake?
I am 97 years. Ymir Yager, 125 years old.
125 years old.
They can't have pants. They get themselves tangled up in pants. Oh!
Everyone of their longs.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. You can find us in there. Today at noon, Lunch Buds, presented by Flintstoned, right here in downtown. Our friends from Heirloom join us again today.
I like to drink their stuff from Beaton. Gift,
we'll talk about
cider.
All their products, my friends. The things that you can't learn about on the radio, we can tell you about on Twitch today at noon for Lunch Buds. If you're driving into downtown, the fog is doing this really cool thing with that Barclay Damon building where, like, you know how it's lit up? It's lit up blue, but the fog is making it look like it glows all the way to the sky. You can't really see it from here, but I saw it driving in. And I had a fox run in front of me on 690 today.
See, every time I see one like that, I'm like, that's not too sly.
No, that is not a sly lock fox.
No.
It was by the Harley dealership, too. It wasn't like it was Van Buren.
No,
it was
they're down here.
In the downtown area.
Yep. Nope, they're down here. They're coming back up, too, because I swear they follow. You can tell when all of those type predators come back because they follow the deer. Once I start seeing deer up by my apartment and everything again.
Oh, they want to eat them?
Within a couple days... Pardon me, there's coyotes and a couple. You see a couple fox go through, and it's like, that's neat how they literally just kind of follow, all that.
It's almost like they're wild animals who who have learned how to adapt.
Right. Yeah.
But are they usually by themselves or are they in a pack? Because this one was just by himself.
No, I think is it how do you say that? Is it like moose? Like a group of like mooses? Like foxes?
I think a group of foxes is just fox.
You know what I mean? Just a bunch of foxes.
Fox Mulder.
Scully.
Fox Mulder.
No, they're usually, if they have little babies, they'll bring stuff back to them. But I don't think foxes, see, that sounds weird, hunting packs or anything.
Yeah, this one just darted out in front of me, though.
Yeah.
Well, cloudy with some light rain showers today before tapering off by the afternoon. Some breaks in clouds later on this afternoon. High around 51, and then tomorrow... Oh, for the parade. Cloudy. Whether you're in the Utica area or the Syracuse area, parade don't look too bad. Some sprinkles early up in the elevated areas like the mountains up in the Tug Hill. Maybe Lake Placid area, some possible flurries. A little bit breezy, but again, you're going to get a high about 54 tomorrow, so not terrible. It's not going to be a terrible parade day.
Nice.
We've had days where it's like 10 degrees on parade day and snowy and rainy and icy. So tomorrow won't be so bad. It won't be 70. Like, we've had those as well, but it'll be tolerable.
Oh, really? I've never experienced one of those.
You haven't? We had one that was
never
dope. It was like t-shirt weather.
Oh, wow.
I think that was the one I passed down the Landmark Marquee.
Oh, yeah. No, that... I did something that day for work, but I don't remember because I remember
a warm day. It was nice.
Hearing about that.
Mm-hmm. Weather brought to you by Stewart's.
Oh?
Get yourself a Stewart's iced coffee, the perfect pick-me-up no matter the weather. Warm up with a Stewart's coffee. Goes great with a splash of eggnog, which is available year-round at Stewart's. But St. Patrick's Day, you want to get that shenanigan shake refresher.
I do.
Mint-flavored dairy shake found right there in the cooler.
You're correct.
Get yourself that pregame for the parade tomorrow with a little bit of that, all right? I don't know if this is the best approach. There's got to be a reason for it that is beyond my knowledge of, I guess, crime prevention. Toronto police are saying, if someone's stealing your car, just let them have it. Which I get, like, if you're getting carjacked just for your own safety, get out of the car. I get it.
Yeah, but...
But they're also saying, hey, are you sick of people robbing your house? Just leave the keys in the front door. That way they can get right in. That's your reaction is the same as mine. I don't understand what this is. Here's the clip.
That would be like me just leaving my doors to my car open out there.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them. And they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
So they're saying
thanks,
to leave...
officer.
What do I gotta do? Leave my car keys on the front step for people to take my car?
Just make it real easy when they break into your house. They just, they don't want to kill you, so.
Just give them the car.
Just give them your car. They just want your car.
I don't want to do that, though.
No.
I don't want them to have my car.
Different tactic, detective.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead with locking my keys in my house so they can't steal my car. I don't know. Things in Canada are different, bro.
Yeah, how about I just don't let them do any of that?
Yeah, I don't want them to just
how about that?
Break in my house or steal my car.
How about that? How about I smash you in the face with a hammer the second you open my door?
Oh, yeah, I'll shoot you in the face if you come in my house.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Cock that hammer back.
Kaboom!
Pull out my blicky.
All right.
It's in my belt bag, bro.
Okay, all right.
Stay strapped.
Still don't know what a blicky is, but the kids will say that.
I don't know anything I just said, dude. What I just said, I heard on a TV show.
Like, that's the term now.
No, like, the blicky thing I learned from your
kids, they say blicky. Yeah. When I was growing up, we called it a couple things. We pulled out your gat. You had a gat.
Yeah.
Or pulled out my nine, is what we used to say.
Or, again, from depending on the movies, your piece.
Your piece, your for piece. Sure.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, we learned from Nate Dogg. He pulled out his gat and laid them busters down, so we know about gats.
Exactly. But not
Tupac would pull out his nine. Biggie would pull out his nine.
Yep. What's the other? Blicky, and what's the other one?
New ones, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know new terms for weaponry.
There's another one that I
the
can't remember.
The heater?
Now.
Is it a heater?
Yes.
I'm going to pull out my heater.
I think it might be a heater.
Mm-hmm. Noopy. Yeah. You weren't pulling anything but your puds. You're right.
Yeah, I mean.
We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at the Utica St. Patrick's Day Parade. give us a little how do you do as the K-Rock truck drives past.
Hello there.
Tip of my hat. What is it?
Doff my cap to you, sir.
How do you do?
Top of the morning.
Get your green gear ready for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Bright and early tomorrow morning in Utica on Genesee Street. Kicks off at 10 a.m. Enjoy all the festivities and, of course, bring those non-perishable food items with you for the annual food drive that benefits Mother Mary Ann's West Side Kitchen. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. in Utica. If you're listening in the Syracuse area, that's a nooner. That's a chunky.
Don't talk. The mouth doesn't move.
So really, if you're listening kind of like, in the central New York area, you could get two parades tomorrow if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then doesn't our buddy Ed do that Auburn one, like the world's shortest?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it was, though. I didn't pay much attention.
He does the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Auburn area. So.
Yeah.
You could get out a couple parades tomorrow if you're looking to go parade hard. You know what I'm saying?
I could beat his record.
What?
I'm St. Patrick's Day parade right now. Start. Finished.
Ed Helsinki's going to put on his luchador mask and come down here and beat you with his cane.
I would love it.
I would love it. I would love it so much.
There's nothing I would want more.
I would love it so much. So the National Sleep Foundation... And I'm going to get so much pushback on this, and I don't care. I don't care. Found that 80% of American teens are not getting enough sleep. I am not one of those parents who's like, hey, you're going to sleep the day away. No, I'm the opposite. I know that my kids need to recharge. I know that they're growing. I know that they're hormonal and their bodies are weird.
And for someone who doesn't have kids but is seeing all that, it's got to be just annoying as hell to have that argument. Because what do you want to do? Who cares if they wake up at 8:30 on a Saturday or 11:30 on a Saturday?
I don't care.
That 3 hours, what, are they supposed to be out tilling the fields?
No, I let them sleep, man, and you can call me a pussy parent. I don't care what any of your opinions are of me. I let my kids sleep.
And
it seems like more of us should.
That used to be a thing with the stepmom.
Get out of bed?
You have to get up. Can't sleep.
For what?
It's like, why? Why? Because what it usually is, I had to go do work. There's work that needed to be done. Literally had to go till fields. And
oh, my
crap.
God.
But, it used to be so annoying. It'd be like 7:30 and be pots and pans banging.
Yeah, right.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You don't need to be sleeping all morning.
No.
Oh, sorry. That's just most people do. They sleep in the morning. That was my fault.
Sorry. My body's growing and I'm going through all of the most changes ever right now.
Sorry. My pee-pee's growing a big boy.
You didn't. Your pee-pee didn't grow. Stop it. Oh, the National Sleep Foundation found 80% of American teens are not getting enough sleep. Teenagers are encouraged to get between 8 to 10 hours of shut-eye every night. More than one-third of teens reported feeling depressed. However, the majority of respondents who reported sleeping well do not experience depression symptoms. So what they're saying is if you let them sleep, it might help with their overwhelming stress that all of these kids are going through right now.
I think probably the bigger problem would be is that you got to get them to go to bed not at 3 a.m.
Right, that's the other trick.
You can't be up. That's the one that you probably do have to be like, no, all right, whereas I'll let you sleep. You also can't be on the interwebs at 3:30, iChatting your boyfriends
Was last Saturday night. I got up for a drink of water at like 12:15 in the morning, like just after midnight.
Yeah.
And I could hear our son talking in one of his games. And I got to be like, bud. Like midnight should be our cutoff. Let's get to bed.
Right. Let's go.
But again, I was a teenager who was up till 5 a.m. So what the hell am I?
Not
to
do? Like on a school day, you would?
Not on a school day. No.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But on the weekends, Burrow, and then I was in my early 20s. I was up all night.
Sometimes I do it if I know I don't have anything to do.
I love staying up late.
I will. I'll be like, screw you. I'm going to bed at 2:00 in the damn morning.
I love staying up late.
How do you like that?
I can't tonight. We got an early morning tomorrow, but I like staying up late on the weekends. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I also will let my kids sleep in. I'm not going to fight anybody.
Why?
It's
why?
It's not worth it.
Because then what?
American murder!
So they can be miserable?
No, it's not worth it, man.
And then they just be grumpy and sleepy for a couple hours?
I try to tell people my age. Whatever we think we experienced.
Yeah.
Going to school, it is 10 times harder now. Yeah, the 80s, 90s, 70s, you'd go to school, And there would be, you know, the social awkwardness. There would be elements that, yes, are similar now.
Yeah.
But our kids just live through endless school shootings.
Yeah.
Then a pandemic, while also being beaten with social media all day, every day.
Yeah, I'm much...
What they're going through is way different than what we're going through.
Yeah, I'm way more happy being of that era.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm not one of those where, like, back in my day, but, school is a lot.
As much as maybe we like to pretend we had it harder, we did not have it harder than our teams
better,
right now.
But, yeah, just in different air aspects, yeah.
If you could look back, I wish my kids could have the teenage years that I had. I wish that they could just get up better. And you socialize a little bit at school, and then you go home and you kind of decompress, you watch TV, you relax. I wish they could have that life, and they can't. Because it's on all of the time.
Yeah, and social media definitely doesn't help that, that's for sure. We didn't have to worry with any of that, and now it's like a huge, schools push a lot of it too, where you got to stay up to date on our Facebook page, and make sure you go like our this and that, and that's, what are you going to do? The times be a-changing.
The times are different now, man, and I feel bad for these kids. It's hard, it's a different hard, and they're adapting, and they'll do fine. I'm not worried about them. I don't act like my high school years are anything like what they're going through right now. They're totally different.
Yeah.
And I can recognize that.
Yeah. Different times. Different problems.
You know what? Your mom's had it hard. All right. Enough. I'm going to say something here. Good morning. It's K-Rock. If you aren't watching our extra shows, you're missing out on so much stupidity. I want to go back to Whiskey Wednesday this week, and then we're going to go into Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, we had two top quality.
Like, guys, if you are a fan of this stupid morning show, our evening shows are 10 times stupider.
Words, yeah.
10 times stupider. And you can watch them on demand, by the way.
They're great.
Can subscribe to our YouTube channel, KROCKCNY on YouTube.
Yep.
I post all of our extra live streams there. Everything but the morning show will go there. And then Lunch Buds is on the Flintstone account. But otherwise, every stupid show we do, Cody Live at Paper and Leaf yesterday, which, by the way, major announcement, you're going to want to watch that clip. First time anyone's read a legal statement at the end of a Cocoa Puffs, or a live stream. So I'm just saying, if you're missing all these extra shows, you are missing out.
Yeah.
Whiskey Wednesday, Cody physically broke my brain.
Yeah, we broke Josh.
To the point where I start crying.
It was everyone in Twitch, everyone was kind of like chiseling at you with like a little hammer.
Yeah.
And then I came in with a baseball bat and was like, let me help you guys out with that pinata real quick.
He sent
that
me.
That is your brain. And I went, Josh, look at this. Boom.
He sent me. So obviously I'm a little twisted during Whiskey Wednesday. I'm a little out of it. He sent me these visuals.
Yeah.
These HD visuals that if you got a little bit of something in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Blew my brain wide open.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm not reading Michael's paragraph right now. I'm trying to do a bit. Yeah, I don't know. And I started crying. It affected me so much.
It was, and you didn't even see the cat one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were seeing the cat
one. No, I saw like the Christmas lights one or whatever.
Which was just as good.
And then at the end of the show, you guys asked me, does Beck have more plays than Hoobastank, and I completely forgot that I had even just played Beck.
Yep,
on the show
for a couple minutes.
Yeah, those are the visuals, guys. I reshared one of these. If you got a buzz or you're a little high, go to this Instagram page and watch these. So much, they're so good. So then we jump ahead to yesterday. Cody goes live from Paper and Leaf. Big announcement at the end of the Paper and Leaf broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Cocoa Puffs last night.
Oh, that was last night?
Another off the rails.
Yep.
Hilarious show. Take people through what happened here.
I don't even know what to say.
The end of the show, naturally, he is under the influence of cannabis. And during his show, he likes to play old school video games over his shoulder.
Yeah, with the intention of someday
playing them for us, right?
Eventually, yeah, I'm very busy.
In this situation, you were playing, a WCW game?
It was WCW versus the World from PlayStation 1. and I don't know about anybody else, but I love those. What are they even called? The pamphlets inside video games, like the CD jackets. That's you
yeah,
know what
like
I mean?
the inserts.
The inserts.
So he goes to the insert, and as we've done a couple of times on this show, they've got a phone number to order stuff. In the 90s is what you did.
Because it was wicked thick. I'm like, what is this?
And you're telling me that this, I didn't see the book because you were looking at it.
Yeah.
It had like
in the middle
merch,
was a,
like WCW yep. merch.
In the middle was a catalog.
Okay.
And it had stuff. And I was like, it like cool stuff that I would actually get now. You know what I mean?
Like what was it? Sting boxer shorts?
There was an actual boxer shorts. Yep. But there was a cool like Sting t-shirt.
A Buff Bagwell thing?
There was a Buff Bagwell
thing.
Who's
this week's episode of Dark Side of the Ring, apparently.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I'd like to watch that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there was a couple legitimate, oh, how you doing? Cool items.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can actually get these.
So, you know, it's like 820. He's feeling it. He's like, I'm going to call this phone number.
Because again,
now,
zero chance in hell. I didn't even think it would ring.
Whenever we see these old like commercials that we play on the show, we call the number. It never does anything. Those numbers don't work anymore.
No.
This time it worked.
It rang.
So Cody calls this WCW number. Now, of course, it was not WCW merchandise anymore.
No.
And that's when things get weird. Cody knows through his radio training that the reason you can't do prank phone calls anymore is because the law is that you have to tell people they're being recorded, which obviously kills a prank phone call. If you call somebody, you're like, hey, is your refrigerator running? And then you go, and I'm also recording you. It kills the joke.
Like, okay.
Now, that's a radio rule. That is not a Twitch rule, but thankfully we can play it now because Cody followed the radio rules.
Right? And it's just, it's so bad because I have no game plan
whatsoever.
I don't know what to say. And the stupidest things just fall out of my mouth.
You guys are missing a whole other show if you're not catching our auxiliary shows at night, our nighttime shows.
Yeah.
He calls the number. It rings. He doesn't expect anybody to answer.
And then, yeah, what? Once it rings, I'm like,
it's just going to ring forever. Nobody's going
to
pick up.
Yeah, we listen to the stupid music.
So he puts it down. He thinks that eventually they'll just hang up.
Yeah.
And then a poor guy answers.
I was 2 seconds.
From just hanging up.
Away from me, like, okay, moving on.
And I'm
going to
play this for you. Because he doesn't curse.
That whole time, other than that first F-bomb I dropped before anybody even answers.
I skipped over that.
Yeah.
He's going to tell the guy you're being recorded.
In the worst way.
He does it twice. No. He tells the guy twice he's being recorded.
The first one is such a panic-driven.
I got to tell you that you're being recorded.
Because I instantly went to somewhere in my brain of somehow this company is going to call work and be like, your employee recorded one of my employees.
No, you did the law. You followed the rule. You told him. I don't know if he understood, but you told him.
No, he didn't. I don't think he understood. What the hell is going on?
Because for some reason, Cody had an accent.
I had to make sure he didn't know who I was.
But he definitely doesn't know who you are. Like the odds of this random person answering a number.
Yeah.
And being like, hey, is this Cody from that? No.
Let me call him again and apologize.
I'm sorry, sir. So here's the clip last night. Bad. This is Cody calling the WCW, the 1990, probably 1997 WCW yep. merchandise hotline.
Yep.
When surprisingly, a guy answers, and Cody.
My name is Chris.
Here he goes.
Life Protect 24/7. And yeah, I just want to say congratulations. You were selected today for this free medical alert system.
Bro.
And I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm sure you know you've probably seen these devices. They've been advertised on television. Or you probably know somebody who wears one. But, you know, it's that device with the little button you can wear and press in case of accidents or falls.
Here
or
he goes.
Sudden illnesses. Yeah.
And again, hey, man. Just like the commercial, man, like they say before acting, like, before we go cut or record, you're being recorded for my fun, too. Hey, man, so just like the WCW champion back,
you're being recorded right. for my fun, too.
Hey, before we go any further,
cut,
you're being recorded for my fun, too.
Record.
Okay, what? I thought you were calling me about a medic alert bracelet. This guy doesn't know that you called the WCW number. He's at his job at the medical alert facility
that
is using an old WCW number.
I want my tank top.
You want
Your Buff Bagwell towel or whatever my, the hell it is.
Or my Missy Wyatt tank top.
Now,
or Missy Hyatt tank top.
I told Cody he should have just gone full Dirty Dog gimmick. Like, that's... And he kind of is.
Honestly.
Because, spoiler alert, we still haven't figured out what the dogs sound like.
Yeah, no idea. It was supposed to be a thing, and then I got into the ring, yeah, and then I dropped the whole gimmick, and I just started yelling at all you guys here in Syracuse.
We don't know what they sound like. We think they have an accent.
But it what's funny about it is that usually I'm really good at stuff like this, where I pride myself
here.
on the off-the-cuff stuff, but this one is, I'm so thrown by the fact that
Somebody answered the WCW number.
It makes it so
that
bad.
That you became a Southern Gritty guy who is, quote, recording you for my fun, too. I'm recording you for my fun, too. Okay, back to the clip. I'm going to jump back a little.
Today for this free medical alert system.
Bro.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, go ahead, man.
I'm showing it in Twitch, by the way.
You've probably seen these devices. They've been advertised on television. Or you probably know somebody who wears one. But, you know, it's that device with the little button you can wear and press in case of accidents or falls or just sudden illnesses. Yeah. And again,
Hey, man. Just like the commercial, man, like they say before acting, like, before we go cut or record, you're being recorded for my fun, too. Hey, man, so just like the WCW champion back in the day that goes down for the count, if I go down for the count, I can get this health alert for 1, 2. Oh, I kick out. Not that much more than $3-something a month, perhaps, to help me?
What?
I'm not sure. could you elaborate a bit?
I was covering my own ass. I'm just saying, man, I'm looking through. I'm sitting here. It's me versus the world, WCW versus the world. And I'm looking through, and I'm going Lex Luger's boxer trunks, Missy Hyatt tank top, Sting, All-American Sting face paint. I can get that now. And if somehow I don't like it, I can call you and be like, 1, 2, 3, I'm down for the count. Help me? That type of life alert?
It's similar to the life alert. I mean, there's a ton of companies now out that offer this type of stuff.
So this poor guy's not even selling the life alert. He's selling another version of the life alert.
Yeah, it's something else. I didn't know that.
But
yeah,
you're trying to order, your character is trying to order WCW merchandise.
And he starts talking about how other companies make these products.
Yeah, no.
I'm loyal to one brand.
So, if you're just tuning in, this is Cody last night on Coco Buffs. He found an old phone number in a WCW catalog, called it, assuming nobody would answer.
Nope.
A gentleman did answer.
He did.
Not to stereotype, but shockingly, sounds American, like not an India company or anything like that.
Yeah.
Does not have an accent of another country, so he's in the States somewhere or Canada.
He's around here. Maybe he's right.
Job must be like a work from home job where they give you a line, and if somebody tries to call it, you just go into sales mode.
And this guy pooped his pants because it has never rang.
Because he's not, again, he's not Life Alert, the one we all know.
Yeah.
He's the other one.
Whatever the other one is. I don't know the other one. I know Life Alert.
He has no idea what's going on.
Yep.
But for a second, you're going to hear. He does want to talk wrestling because he remembers it.
Because all of a sudden he's like, hey, wait a minute.
Hold on. Are you talking about wrestling?
Hold on.
I never worked for AEW or WWE. I'm WCW born and bred, man. I'm telling you right now. You ain't got to worry about that.
No worries. I remember those days, of course. I used to watch it, Monday Night Raw, and then the other one was on TNT. I forget the WCW one.
Yeah!
That's me, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm calling for Buff Bagwell service. I'm looking through this pamphlet. I see a number. I say, I need me a foam finger that represents the era I love. And then I get on the phone with you and you start talking my language? Yeah.
I got him.
Well,
that's it.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't want to get in the way. I'm going to pretend like you're Sting with the face paint up on the rafters, and I just want to sit back and see what's going on with this because I don't want to get in the way of such a serious promotion.
Kids, moon rocks are a real ride.
Yep.
Moon rocks are a real ride.
Yep.
All right. See, he's about to wrap it up because I think at the end you panicked.
Because again, I never thought it would get this far, and I didn't have any ideas. Now I don't have anywhere to go from here.
8:25 on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And they answered their phone number.
Yeah.
All right, here's Cody doing a total bro move, and he's going to tell him again that he's been recorded.
Real quick, man.
He bookends this whole call
real quick
with the legal business. God bless him for that, man.
Real quick, I ain't going down like that. Hey, man,
I ain't going down.
I ain't going down like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, not Cody, whoever this character Southern WCW fan who is loyal to only WCW.
Still real to me, man.
Were those guys who were like, they picked a stable and that's who they liked?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I only watch WCW.
Yeah.
All right.
But I only watch Midwestern territories.
It's
okay?
It's a true professional because he knew in our broadcast training, those are the rules.
Hey,
and no matter how high he was, those rules came out.
Yep.
He got it. He got them rules out, which allows us to play it here for you. All right, he's going to wrap up the call now with this poor gentleman, who I feel like you should call back and apologize to.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, I will say this, that, you know, with our devices and the equipment, you know, we're able to send that to you at no charge. It's completely free.
You're trying to send it and catch wrestling? You try to catch wrestle me, I'll spin around, give you a suplex so quick, you will say, woo, Sting style, woo, or woo, Ric Flair style. I got to hang up. This is getting too real for me, and I don't know what's going on. You've been recorded. Thank you, man.
You've been recorded, man. Thank you, man.
You've been recorded, man.
Oh, man. What a ride. Go watch the whole episode, guys.
When is it? When does that happen?
Oh, boy.
Hey. I don't know. Man, I'm on it.
Oh, I can't believe he's doing it this
person. And
I'm
Good morning. This is K-Rock. So yesterday, Cody Mack and I were driving, Paper and leaving New Hartford. Picked him up at his mom's house, and he's Syracuse, and I like to put on music we can both enjoy. I'm not going to make him listen to my crappy, like, you know, emo country stuff or my talk shows.
I would tell him if I didn't want to listen to it. There was one time yesterday, the song was just about to end, so I was like, I don't care, because I turned and was like, just the fucking Beach Boys?
I didn't pick it.
And then it was over, and I went, yeah. Well, all right, can't complain anymore.
Yeah, I didn't pick that. I just... So I'm like, you can keep me home. We can both vibe out to a little Dave Matthews.
I love it.
We're children of the 90s and 2000s. We were in college in the 90s and 2000s. This is by law you're required to be a Dave fan.
I've seen Dave Matthews live 10 times probably. So
we hit play. I started it at the bridge at your mom's house, which is right near the East Syracuse Walmart.
Yeah.
And we got off the exit in Westmoreland. You're saying it wrong. We get off the exit in Westmoreland. And I looked out at my radio.
It's a good part. Right here.
Oh, he's doing it!
He says the button!
And I looked out at my radio and I go to Cody, I go, we've only heard 3 Dave Matthews songs this entire 45-minute drive. Yep.
Because
they're all this. The day is gone. They're all 15 minutes long. See, now here's what's amazing about Westmoreland. I gotta say, and I know this is... it's dangerous to do because you don't want to badmouth your audience. But there's nobody more annoying than residents of Westmoreland. Because if we say it like that, Westmoreland, you guys tell us we're wrong.
Yes.
Eyeball and Twitch right now is saying you've got to enunciate the 3 words, Westmoreland, which is what we have been doing.
No,
we were told that was wrong.
No, that was an act. We do that, all this as a joke, because the first times we went out there for the diner tour, this is for a real thing that happened where
how we pronounce Westmoreland,
we are
wrong.
We were in the diner And those old guys were like, nah, not like that. And we literally went, Westmoreland? Nope. Like this, Westmoreland. Westmoreland. Nope, that's wrong. Like this, Westmoreland.
It has been...
like, we're saying the same thing!
It has been, for the, I don't know, 5-6 years we've been together on this show, it has been the craziest thing that we can never say that town correctly.
Westmoreland.
Westmoreland.
Yep.
Correct.
Hey, where'd they go?
Oh.
Sorry.
And I had a realization yesterday. Dunes, you're not helping. Dunes, are you from there? Because the guy from there is telling us to enunciate Westmoreland.
Yeah, Westmoreland. Westmoreland.
Is Dunes from Westmoreland?
She's a Utica whatever.
I don't care. I really don't care. I'll say it how I want to say it.
You don't care.
But I had a realization when it comes to Dave Matthews yesterday. Because you and I like to pick on the fact that people say how many times they've been to see Dave.
Yeah.
And they obsess over his set lists.
Yeah, all got you.
And I realize it's because all of Dave's fans are our age and they were raised in a very organized, make your Excel spreadsheets, keep track of all your homework,
let's do
all your
PowerPoint.
Let's do a PowerPoint.
This.
These are a lot of bros and women that went on to to finance and business management at college. It's all people who love data.
Yeah.
So they love to keep data on Dave Matthews. When he plays that song, when he doesn't play it, who did this show with him in this town, they love data.
Yep.
And that's Dave Matthews fans.
We were told we were going to be making way more PowerPoint presentations growing up.
I don't think I've made one in 12 years, 13 years probably.
But Dave fans do.
Mm-hmm.
Dave fans will make you a PowerPoint on why the second night at SPAC is always better than
first. Right? It's data bros and gals. It's people who love data points.
And it's just...
Am I wrong?
No, and marijuana.
Well, and weed, yeah.
And he's got a very... His thing is that he knows his audience. He mm-hmm. knows what we want, so he caters to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows that, hey, man, you want to get real high and listen to me live at Red Rocks? And I'm like, I do. Dave, I want to listen to you live at Red Rocks more than I even want to listen to you live in Chicago.
But
I want to listen to you more live at Central Park.
I'm going
to
go around
and do a lap first.
I'm going to do a lap. You and I both had a good point. You've been getting high for a very long time. I'm still very new to it. I can't even say I'm new to it anymore. It's been a couple years.
Yeah, we got you now. We got our claws in.
But at no point, and I turn to Rob for this because he might know better. At no point have either of us been listening to a Dave and been like, this is better high.
Really? You don't think so with Dave?
Like, I mean, at the concerts, you mean? Like, isn't that what you're talking about?
Oh, that and normal.
You like it better high?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because it's, again, I don't know what it is. I don't like the jam band part so much. I like the live stuff. I don't like jam band things. I don't like Fish. I don't like Grateful Dead.
Right.
I don't like when Dave, where they go for 20 minutes really that much. But I like live Dave.
You're all saying it's better.
Yeah, it's way better high.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, if it's because of all the instruments, and it's like, you know what I need? I need just a little bit of violin real quick, but play it like a guitar. And they're like, okay.
Boo, 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 boo. See, boo, I'm the boo, opposite. Boo, 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 I've noticed, boo, boo, like, boo. I've noticed when I'm high, I want things to move faster. I want more variety.
I don't want
a 20-minute version of Jimmy thing.
But that's what I mean. Not the 20-minute, but Dave is good because it's that play the violin like a guitar. Now do a saxophone thing.
Yeah.
Now the bass player play. Hey, guy on drums, play the chimes with your drumstick for a minute.
Yeah.
While I dance with my acoustic guitar for a little bit.
Yeah.
Now real quick over there, someone play the flute. Hey, soulful ladies, you sing the chorus now real fast.
The gospel crew behind him. All right.
He just knows.
You just like to sit in the vibe. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
There's a lot.
You like this little part right here.
I do. Listen to the crowd. Crowd does too.
I guess.
Tell me, though, that this is part of a Luke Bryan song and I'll throw up.
Is it?
No, I'm just saying.
It could be.
Violin.
It could be, yeah.
It's funny.
You put this in a Luke Bryan song, if you hate it more than anything.
Yep.
But right now,
but oh, you start you this, where he done.
Oh, and you vibe out.
Oh, yeah. Listen. And then he got.
All right, this part I could see. I could see this being a fun vibe.
And it's usually because you're... Yep, there it goes. Because you just...
Yep.
All right,
I get it.
Whatever.
All right. I found myself getting irritated.
Everybody, I think Dave fans are all under the assumption they're all high too.
Oh, okay. The band, you mean?
And yes. Yeah, I always have assumed my entire life that they're going to do their encores. They're going to.
Yeah.
I always thought that they get done, they go back, and they are like, all right, pass around as many joints as we can
gotcha.
In the next 10 minutes before we go out there and do some encores.
Uh-huh. All right.
They just got to re-up real quick.
Because on the other token, I would bet I'd love being high in his band. If I was on that stage and I was doing the weedy,
you're just
weedy,
waiting
weedy,
for your moment to...
I might like that a lot.
Yep, you're waiting for your second to...
I might like that a lot. Okay.
I know that during warehouse, I'm gonna... Like, you're the guy that's like...
Yeah.
I've got this wooden block.
I gotta do this.
And I'm just waiting for my moment in warehouse.
Uh-huh.
That...
Text
That's
line.
All I do.
I used a pickup line on a girl once, quote, baby, we go together like white people and Dave Matthews. Yeah.
There you go.
That's a great line.
There you
That's
go.
A great line. Well, listen, we celebrated Dave yesterday. I think in our total commute of an hour and a half, here and from, to and from
Westmoreland.
Westmoreland. I think we heard like five or six
Dave Matthews songs.
Live tracks. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, and that's for real, because in another hour, it'll have been 3 hours, and then you hear like, 10 songs, and then you go home.
Yeah. And are his shows like Springsteen shows, or it's like 5 hour shows?
Dave will play for a while.
Does he?
He'll do you. But again, he's going to play like 15 songs.
Like, I always think being a rock star would be fun, but then I see Dave Matthews and I go, I wouldn't have fun playing guitar for 5 hours.
He loves it. You've seen that awesome meme that's going around where there's not one bit of any goddamn Dave Matthews Band song where that man needs to be dancing around
like
on
this,
the stage
yeah,
like
right,
that.
But he is.
But he always is.
Yeah.
To just any part because he's just having a damn good time.
Good. You know what? If you love him, you love him. Go ahead. Have your fun. But
yep.
He loses himself.
Yeah.
That's right, Lady Mary. He loses himself in it, all right?
He really does.
311, K-Rock.
Shea.
I'm about to break. Often imitated, never duplicated, the Wildcat Sports Club. CNY Brewfest is back, baby. Next Saturday at the New York State Fairgrounds. Do not wait on your tickets. CNYBrewFest.com. Over 150 brews under one roof. And there's a lot of these people that are going to be serving you the beers.
Yeah.
Are people that make it or work with the company that make it. So you're going to, if you got beer nerd questions, they're going to be there to answer those questions for you.
I do.
Plus,
I have questions.
The night before, for very 300 very lucky people,
mm-hmm.
Exclusive hard to find beers at that VIP party. VIP party. The night before, of course, information, ticket locations, participating breweries, all of that at CNYBrewFest.com, Josh! All right.
Row, row, row!
And I'm sorry if I upset any of our listeners with this, but I feel like... I have a very hot take on this time of year. We are in the part of the year with the worst holiday foods, in my opinion. And I'm bringing this up because of a survey. 65% of Americans say they will celebrate St. Patrick's Day by eating traditional Irish-inspired foods. And I know I love our Irish listeners.
Yeah.
But Irish food ain't great. And then all we got is Easter coming up next, and Easter ain't great.
No, I agree. I'd open mouth kiss a couple of you, but...
For sure.
I don't like... Any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like any of the Easter food, dude.
It's just not a great holiday food month
you know what
for
I like?
Me.
You know,
what?
You know what I like? Sometimes there's definitely going to be desserts, at least, for Easter.
Yeah, but you know
but
what? That,
but
You know what the dessert is? At least it always is in my world.
What?
Is like a coconut bunny cake.
That's no. That I like that though. I told my mom to make one of those. I like cake, and I like those little shreds of coconut sometimes. And it's as long as it's kind of nice. It's a nice fluffy. No.
See, look at Show Sister. I'm Irish, yeah. And I don't like Irish food.
Yeah.
I recognize that it comes from, like, you know, there was famine, and there was obviously a lot
whatever.
Of
whatever. Okay. Fine.
All right. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, Irish people.
Ooh, boil a cabbage, matey.
So the most popular is obviously. Corned beef and cabbage.
No.
And you know what I think ruined corned beef and cabbage for me? It'd be Willy Wonka.
The cabbage.
Well, that too, yeah. It'd be Willy Wonka. Where, like, obviously I watched that movie every day growing up, and there's obviously the scenes where Charlie Bucket's mom feeds the family, and they're all eating, like, cabbage water.
Yeah.
And it's like a brown cabbage water, and they all lay in the bed together, farting on each other. It's just disgusting.
Tickling each other's privates with their pinkies.
Yeah, so gross.
And you know they're just reaching over and giving each other little,
well,
like,
and you know that their toenails haven't been cutting forever, and everything stinks.
Scratching each other with them.
And they're not wiping themselves thoroughly, and then they got cabbage water farts in there.
They just lay down, and they go to sleep.
But they also dabble into different other, like, I guess this would be more of an English treat. Maybe this is Irish. I don't know. But fish and chips, also. Big Irish St. Patrick's Day meal.
I don't want that either.
Corned beef on rye?
Nope. Don't like corned beef.
Like
don't
that.
Like rye. Rye bread is okay for some things, but no. No, bro. That's what I'm saying. I say no to almost all of these.
Reubens?
Nope.
Because what's in that? It's like the rye bread.
Don't like. But don't like that.
Then what's the meat?
Don't like the meat. It's like Reuben or whatever.
The corned
like
beef?
Prime rib or corned beef. Whatever that is. Don't like that. Don't like the sauerkraut. Don't like Thousand Island dressing.
Sauerkraut is the worst.
Yeah.
Thousand Island dressing is the worst.
Nope.
Soda bread? I do like a soda bread. Because it's bread.
Who cares?
It's hard to screw up bread.
Yeah, who cares? Even Irish butter, I'm like,
get out of here with that. Get out of here
butter.
With that.
I'll give you butter your...
Irish
biscuit.
Stew? I think I like an Irish stew.
Nope.
Because I like stew. What would be the meat? Would it be a lamb or like a...
Ooh, I mean maybe I would, but no, I don't want an Irish stew. I don't care. Why is it got it? What's Irish about it?
It's got potatoes in it. Are you got now, potatoes? Now, hold on a second, Carissa. If you're telling me that's an Irish food, then I'm in. Beef on weck? Is that Irish?
Also,
it's like, you know that?
Also don't really like that.
You don't like beef on weck?
Not really.
Because of the onion roll?
It's okay. I don't know. I'm just not. There's other things.
If beef on weck is an Irish food,
you like
food,
that?
I would like that a lot.
There you go, because you do like that very much. So,
bangers and mash.
Nope.
Nope. No, thank you.
I don't like it. Get out.
I do like shepherd's pie, but I really don't care for like a peas.
Yeah. No.
And you don't like your food all touching each other.
I don't want it all mushing together. Can you give me a shepherd's pie, but cook all of it individually and put it on a plate?
Yeah.
Separate in dividers.
Yeah, that's actually just. Called a plate of dinner. That's all that is.
Yeah, can I have that?
No, the shepherd's pie is because it's all combined.
Can I have on my plate, side a little piece here?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Carrots here?
Yeah.
Maybe
so you just want mashed potatoes and ground beef and then?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
Is that okay?
Pastrami on rye, we did.
Don't like pastrami.
I don't even know what this is. Colcannon? Colcannon? What is that, Twitch viewers?
Hold on,
text
say that
line?
Again.
Colcannon, C-O-L-C-A-N-N-O-N. What is it? He just threw up. What is that? What is it? What is it?
Well, okay, mashed potatoes, but it's mixed with cabbage and or kale. And at first sight, I was like, what
Come
the
on.
Is that?
Irish people, what's going
Stop
on?
Stop it. Well, I mean, it's their
You've been
culture.
Exposed to new foods. I know, and I recognize that.
It's our last culture we really can kind of make fun of, so we're gonna, damn it.
I know, it's the last one. But here's also the thing.
Stupid Irish people.
Here's also the thing when it comes to, like, these Irish foods.
Yeah.
Is, again, I recognize potato famine, obviously very poor country, you're war-torn, all that stuff.
But
you're good now.
I didn't do it.
Why are you eating this now?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it. You don't have to eat blood pudding anymore,
yeah.
England.
When I
was that
a,
in the terms of losing the war?
When we were poor and we would eat lettuce sandwiches,
you do
we
that
did
now,
it.
Though, but not
I don't anymore. Think I would do it now, actually.
You still do your power-up pills
but
with
I don't,
your bread. Here.
And bacon bits, though. I do bacon bits. Because I got money now. I got money.
You
I
know,
got bacon
you know,
bits. I got money.
Bacon bits. So, I mean, get them about y'all.
But I don't eat government cheese now. Just because I had to then. I don't eat it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Hmm.
But I can afford it now. I made a lot of money selling autographed wrestling posters. I can afford.
You can pretty much.
I can afford to do what I want to do.
A lot of stuff, man. Anything we got? This new fringe here. Look at these cool shirts we got.
Mashed potatoes with cabbage or kale is Colkin. And like you said, yes.
Yeah, no thanks.
And then this one. And then I'll wrap it up. This is a less traditional Irish dish. I've never. Because you're taking one thing that's Mexican and then another thing that's Italian.
Yo, okay, you mix in those two, got yourself a lady.
Carne asada with spaghetti. Carne asada is just steak, right?
Yeah, but...
And then spaghetti?
Like...
I don't know how you got that, Irish.
Mixed in?
I don't know how you got that, Ireland.
That's confusing. That does...
Like cut up strips of steak in a spaghetti?
That sounds like someone was like, hey, I'm an American, can I have spaghetti and meatballs? And they were like, ah, we can do you one better than that. One team better than that.
Do you have any spaghetti meatballs? Ah, ha. We can go one step further.
How about a little carne asada for ya?
I do want to eat that, though. I do like throwing things in spaghetti. I just love it.
I like spaghetti. I love some spaghetti.
Just random meats and spaghetti.
How about this? You want to eat a little bit of this?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your boy. Join us at noon on our Twitch channel for Lunch Buds. Cody Mack and I'll be live from Flintstone as we celebrate the things we can't talk about on the radio.
Lunch slappers.
Live from New York State's, I would guess, biggest dispensary, but I don't know that for a fact, but it's...
I'll say it. Who cares?
It's a good hang. So be live at noon today. And if you've missed it, you can catch it on demand pretty much a couple hours afterward. As soon as I upload the video, it'll be on the Flintstone YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the Flintstone YouTube channel right now. That is where all of our Lunch Buds content will be.
Noise.
Okay? This doesn't sound very zen, but a dude got impaled by a Buddha statue. Yo, I thought Buddha was like fat and round.
Yeah, how did he do that? Well, was he holding the knife in the statue? It's Buddha, but he's...
But it's angry Buddha.
Angry Buddha.
It's angry Buddha.
And he's about to carve a steak.
A 59-year-old man who reportedly caused a scene at a Buddhist temple was impaled by a Buddha statue. Now he was under the influence of meth, and who hasn't been in a Buddhist temple?
I mean, I...
Under the influence of meth.
Raise your hand, you know, if you can say you haven't.
Exactly. We've all been there. As old as time.
Yep.
He was under the influence of meth, allegedly, when the incident occurred. He attacked a monk, which you can't do that.
A monk would beat your ass.
And smashed several statues. Then he locked himself in the temple, and when police arrived, police opened the door, and they found that he'd been impaled by a Buddha statue.
Those are terrifying, dude.
Investigators believe that he was trying to escape this room, fell and landed on top of the Buddha statue.
No thanks. That's okay.
He didn't survive.
Oh, man. I'd want him to be just killed instantly, I feel like.
To be impaled?
Did you ever see those? And you're like, oh, even
like
just
that scene in Ghost when the broken window.
Yeah. Even just you see like an animal or something, you know, in those pictures, you're like, oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Buds on our Twitch channel, live from Flintstone. Please join us there and then watch it after the fact on demand on YouTube. Search for Flintstone. I can't say the rest of it. Flintstone on YouTube, and you will find us right there. Okay. Radio World, you are going to get the 90s at 9. Twitch, you are getting hockey. I haven't won in a while, but I've been practicing a lot, and I'm going to take him down. He's in the bathroom right now, so we can talk trash about him. I got to move. I'm going to try. Where I got to go to the far corner. I've got a couple of shots I've been working on at home. I'm not feeling confident, but I'm feeling better than normal. So if you want to watch a hockey game, jump in our Twitch channel right now. Sharks, Blackhawks. I am the Blackhawks. He is the Sharks. Radio World, you get Delamitri kicking off the 90s and 9. It's K-Rock.